Inside the shared workspace, 20 chairs are configured into different formations. Some are clustered around white tables, others are rolled under standalone desks. It kind of looks like an office in an IKEA catalog.
We're going for that sleek, modern, yet fun look. So we have green glass mason jars and green chairs, blue chairs.
Ray Friedlander is the community manager at the Boardroom. Since its soft launch this month, she says the company has had three people show interest: a civil engineer, a PR contractor, and an ice cream shop owner.
I guess the space brings together lines of work that you don't see in the mainstream, or you don't think about when you're saying, oh, what do I want to be when I grow up, you know? Because you're getting to meet these people that decided to think outside of the office box.
A day pass to the Boardroom is $25. Full membership costs $300 a month. Computers aren't provided, but there's Wi-Fi access, printers, and fax machines, even a Keurig coffee maker. The company is targeting clientele from various backgrounds, entrepreneurs and cruise ship travelers to busy stay-at-home moms, pretty much anyone who wants to get away from their regular work environment or doesn't want to commit to an office lease.
I would want to work here. If I was tired of sitting in really uncomfortable wooden wobbly coffee shop chairs or the couch in my living room, coming here would be a total upgrade.
The company started in Anchorage about 2 years ago and was founded by Britt Shimoniak and a business partner.
We were watching a lot of our bright friends leave Alaska to head out to large cities, and we wanted to do something that would help keep them local and attract young talent. And we started looking at different options, and one of the things that we came across was this big boom in co-working.
Since its launch, the Anchorage branch has gained about 100 members. Shimoniak says last year 7,000 people came through its door. She's hoping to find some of the same momentum among professionals here.
Juno also has this great energy. It's really in the process of growing and building. There's a lot of new young businesses popping up downtown and a lot of young people moving back to the community.
Brian Holst agrees. He's the executive director for the Juno Economic Development Council. He says the addition of co-workspace is meeting a need in the community. It's part of the trend towards a sharing economy.
It is people moving away from owning, you know, everything for themselves and sharing resources.
For example, the vacation rental company Airbnb has 38 listings in Juneau, which are usually spare rooms.
We do know that that's a national trend, and there's no reason to believe that that's not happening to some degree here in Juneau.
Hulse says Zipcar has also expressed an interest in coming to Juneau. It's become a popular option for people who don't want the full-time burden of owning a vehicle. Back at the Boardroom, Ray Friedlander is the only person in the office, but she hopes with word of mouth, more people will join soon. An open house is planned for early next month.
I've been told Juno has a flyer culture. I came from Sitka, and so flyers are another way in a small Alaskan town to get the word out.
The Boardroom says it's interested in spreading to other cities in Alaska, like Sitka and Bethel. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.